BBC News, I'm John Shea. A Palestinian gunman has killed at least seven people outside a synagogue in occupied East Jerusalem, where Israeli worshippers had gathered for prayers. The attacker was killed by Israeli police. The shooting comes amid an escalation in tensions after nine Palestinians were killed during an Israeli military raid in the occupied West Bank on Thursday. The BBC's Tom Bateman is at the scene.
Things are already at a very, very grave place. And I think, you know, this is now just going to add even more fuel to the arguments that, or the fear that things will only get worse. And so in that context, you have the international community having called for de-escalation. We had the United Nations, the US yesterday saying they called on everyone to try to reduce the level of tension. And clearly we've had the complete reverse with this incident.
Speaking after visiting the scene, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged Israelis not to react to the attack with violence.
We must act with determination and composure. I call on people not to take the law into their own hands. For that, we have an army and police and security forces, and they are acting and will be acting according to guidance from the cabinet.
The Biden administration has condemned the attack on the synagogue, calling it horrific. A State Department spokesman, Vedant Patel, said Washington's commitment to Israel's security remained ironclad. The UN Secretary-General's office said Antonio Guterres denounced the attack and was deeply worried by the escalating violence. The US city of Memphis is bracing for the release of police video footage, expected any moment now, showing officers beating a black motorist, Tyree Nichols, who later died. The officers, who are also black, have been sacked and charged with murder. Barbara Platt-Usher reports from Memphis.
The death of Tyree Nichols has revived simmering anger over a culture of police brutality, especially against black people. The fact that all the officers were themselves black has added a layer of complexity to the tragedy in this city, which is two-thirds African-American. Ben Crump, the civil rights lawyer representing the family, welcomed the charges against the officers. But he said such swift action needed to be a blueprint for how white officers who used excessive force should also be held accountable. Officials are warning that the footage is deeply disturbing, but urging protesters to demonstrate peacefully.
The head of the UN's refugee agency has accused Moscow of violating fundamental principles of child protection in wartime by giving Russian passports to unaccompanied child refugees from Ukraine and letting them be adopted by Russian families. Filippo Grandi was speaking after a visit to Ukraine. He did not give an idea of the scale of the problem, but he said the UNHCR would try to get further access to such children. This is the latest world news from the BBC. A US judge has given a 6.5-year jail term to a man who carried out a pepper spray attack on a police officer during the storming of Congress by Donald Trump supporters in January 2021. Julian Cater had pleaded guilty to spraying Officer Brian Sicknick, who died from a stroke a day later. The director of the museum at the former Nazi death camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau has used Holocaust Remembrance Day to call on people to speak out against the Russian war in Ukraine. Piotr Tsivinsky told an audience, including Holocaust survivors, that Russia had decided to destroy Ukraine. Here's Ali Makbul.
78 years ago today, at the Auschwitz-Birkenau Nazi death camp in southern Poland, Soviet Red Army troops liberated the thousands of remaining prisoners. It's become the day the 6 million Jewish men, women and children, and also those of other groups, killed in the Holocaust are commemorated. At Auschwitz itself, for the first time, no Russians were invited to the commemorations. In fact, the director of the Auschwitz Museum likened Russia's aggression in Ukraine to the horrors of the Holocaust.
President Zelensky has invited the head of the International Olympic Committee to visit the frontline town of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine to see for himself that neutrality does not exist. Mr. Zelensky was responding to a recent softening of the IOC's stance on banning Russian and Belarusian athletes from the Games. Police in the Indian capital Delhi have detained several students who were attempting to screen a BBC documentary that examines the role of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the riots in Gujarat in 2002. It's the latest attempt by students to screen the documentary after the government barred it, saying it was propaganda. And that's the latest BBC World News.